USA Radio News.
As day six of the partial government shutdown rolls along, President Trump said most of the federal employees furloughed or forced to work without pay because of the government shutdown are Democrats. The president tweeted, "Do most Dems realize that the people not getting paid are Democrat?" A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. Now, with winds up to 50 miles an hour, blowing and drifting snow is also available, bringing travel troubles to many drivers across the country. MSNBC meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says this winter storm could be historical.
The heaviest snowfall that I'm expecting is really going to be into parts of Kansas and Nebraska, South Dakota. Snowfall rates are coming in at 2 inches per hour. That is intense.
And a new study from the University of California, Irvine, says that those who drank moderate amounts of coffee and alcohol live longer lives than those who abstain from the drinks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
An Oregon man completes a long, cold, and history-making hike. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Colin O'Brady of Portland, Oregon's the first person to make a solo trek walking across Antarctica. He completed the historic journey on Wednesday. The 33-year-old began his 54-day trek in early November. He posted updates daily on Instagram. O'Brady traveled unassisted for 930 miles across the Earth's coldest continent while dragging a 375-pound sled. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Columbia University study finds that surgeons who are under stress are far more likely to make mistakes on patients in the operating room, even if the stress is caused by a trivial source. The study found that higher stress levels led to a higher likelihood of making mistakes by as much as 66%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It seemed like data breaches were everywhere in 2018, from Chili's restaurants to Marriott's across the country. But what can be done to stop this, and should the government get involved? Regarding government intervention, Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News there are a few things that the government can do.
Now, I think, you know, it's one of those things, you enforce what's on the books and you do that, but I think what you do is, very similar to Sarbanes-Oxley, you get the CEO now to sign off, and they have to put their name on the line that says, we have scanned our environment, we've protected it, we've patched it, we've done all the things we're supposed to do, we've provided the training, and okay. Now they got to sign off just like they, and if they don't sign off, you know, if you decide that, hey, we're not going to take it seriously, then it opens up to government fines. The last thing these companies want, especially banks, all these hotels, is more government regulation. I think you put the burden back on them to say, if you don't do this, you've got a big boot coming your way.
And regarding one person in a company clicking on a bad link and infecting the entire company, Wright says...
And that's how Atlanta happened with the ransomware attack. You know, it takes some people clicking on the thing. But, you know, but a lot of these things, a lot of these things are preventable, not just from the training, but simply because people haven't done simple stuff. It's like, if your tire is leaking and it keeps running out of air, well, then you patch it. You know, you don't keep driving around on a flat tire. These folks have been, Equifax was the prime example of somebody who knew that they should have patched a critical system, mm-hmm. and they didn't do it. And that one patch allowed the intruders to come in, most likely the Chinese, and steal, you know, over 144 million records.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.